Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Crimson Cafe. Let me show you to your seat. KGCMRadio.com.
A Rita Sue Wheel production.
All right, everybody. Y'all heard that wonderful intro. That was compliments of my son, Mike, Chef.
Chef Mike Duff.
Chef Mike Duff, thank you. Because his name is Bryce. I just call him Bryce. And then when it comes to his stage name, then I forget. I know Chef is in there somewhere. I know Dub is in there somewhere. And I know Mike is in there somewhere. Now the exact order, I'm not always sure of. But thank you, everybody, for coming. Welcome again to Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe. Woo-hoo! Man, I have some wonderful people here today. My fam, you know, my family, those are my people. So I have over here to my left, because for those of you who can't see, you're just listening to the audio. I got my, look, she's blowing kisses. This is my granddaughter, Jasmine. Jasmine's blowing another kiss. And this is her mother, my lovely daughter-in-law, called Honey Bun, Tamara. And I have my camera dude back here, Brian Daniel, from Daniel's Digital.
Hello.
That's right. And then I have my co-host over here, DeMarcus, a.k.a. God Chosen. All right. All right, so today we're talking about making it count, making 2020 count. It's a new decade, not just a new year, but also a new decade. And there are some things that are going on in 2020, right? You have the census, the 2020 census, decennial census, an election this year, and also we want to make your money count as well. So we're talking about making it count. You have one life to live, right? So let's make it count. So before we get started, it's going to be a great show. We've got some questions we're going to ask some people. But before we go, she is such a character. I love it. That's my granddaughter. She's four now. When I tell y'all, she is making this her own show, okay? So we're going to, before we get into the show real good, we're going to do what we do best. You know, we're going to kick things off right. So everybody, you know how we do. Bow your head and close your eyes. Bow and close. Thank you, Lord, for this another opportunity. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And before we go another further, I got to say good morning and good afternoon and hello to my mama, Miss Edna Pemberton. Yes. She's over there in another room. We're going to go in there in just a second and say hi to her and some other people that's over there, some of my other family that's over there. We're going to say hi to them in just a second. And, y'all, we got some tea and cookies over here that we're going to see some. Hold on a minute. Had to take a sip. That's real good. Jazz, you can drink yours now if you want to. Jazz is drinking some tea, y'all. we're talking about making it count. These past couple of shows have been really, really good. We've been talking about education. We've been talking about, last week we talked about grudges. Now, with that, I wrote a book last week, believe it or not, just last week. And it was about grudges. So we talked about grudges. And because, I don't know what I'm going to do with her, Tamara. So, I know y'all in the audio, y'all can't really hear me. But, I mean, y'all can't see me. But this little girl over here, she's been such a character. So, we talked about holding grudges or what to do to release your grudge. And so I wrote a book about it. And so it's on Amazon right now, and it's called Releasing Your Grudge in 5 Simple Steps. And I just want to thank God, first of all, for giving that to me. And then I want to thank everybody around me who encouraged me about that. Like I said, my family, the ones who are here today, who encouraged me with regards to writing that book. So, yeah, now I want you all to look. I have 3 books now on Amazon and on Kindle. Those Christians over there, the Sage Play, that's actually the script that's online. I mean, that's for sale. It's in paperback for $10, or you can get it on Kindle for $3.99. Also, I have a book called Blake, and that book is derived from a TV series that I wrote called Radiant. And so I'm putting that into a book series, and one of the main characters of the series is Blake. His name is Blake, and Blake is extremely successful. In case you want to know what the book is about, he's extremely successful, but very, very arrogant. But, you know, like most successful and arrogant people, they have their struggles too, and you're going to see what his struggle is and why he is why he is the way he is. So I have two of those books right here. Here's Blake, and this is Those Christians Over There. And so, yes, that book written by me. I'm very proud of these works. And I want to, once again, I just thank everybody around me, because when I do things, I'm not doing it by myself. I have a team who helps me out, who encourages me, who lets me know when it ain't right, and go back to the drawing board. Let's read that it ain't right. That ain't looking right. So, but thank you. And also, for the cover of both of these books, I want to thank my son, Daniel Vigils. He designed the covers on both of these books. So thank you. And once again, you know, he's one of the cameramen that's here today. Yeah, yeah. So if you need him to do any of your digital graphics, hit him up. Daniel Vigils. How can they reach you, Brian?
They can reach me on Facebook, Daniel Vigils. They can reach me on Instagram, also Daniel Vigils Official. And that's where you'll see all my work. You can reach me there. So.
All right. That's how you reach him. Now, also, I am having a book signing February the 15th in High Christ Books in Mesquite. If you'd like more information, you can hit me up on Facebook. You can inbox me on Facebook or any of my team here. They can tell you how to do it. Also, I'm having another book signing February 29th, and that will be at High Christ Books, and that will be in Garland, Texas. All right? So, yeah, I'm very excited about those ventures. We're also doing another stage play this year, and we're doing it twice this year. The first time will be July the 18th, and it will be held at Fresh Oil Church in Bulk Springs. So you'll see, if you go to readasthewill.com, you can see those things on my website, okay? Now let's get back to the show. All right, we're talking about making it count. Now, the first thing I want to say is, I want to mention that the 2020 census. Now, we all know that there have been many questions regarding the question about citizenship being on the questionnaire. The citizenship question is not on the survey this year, okay? But there are only 10 questions on the survey this year, and we want to make sure everyone is counted. Everybody in every county needs to be counted, and everybody counts. It doesn't matter if you're a citizen or not, if you're a resident or not. If you're living and breathing on April the 1st, you count. That includes the babies as well. Now, I know we're missing a whole generation right there. There's like I've noticed a generational gap with the young adults, the ones who are like 18 through maybe 35, because 10 years ago, they really didn't do it. Most of the time, their parents did it for them, or they were in college and things like that. So I want to tell you, if you are 18 or older, you also get to fill out this census survey. What's the census survey? It's just really counting everybody who is living in America, everybody. Now, why do we need to do that? First of all, it's mandated by Congress. It's in the Constitution that is done every 10 years. And we're talking about the decennial census. That happens every 10 years. Now, the thing is this. Let me tell you why it's important. Because that is how congressional lines are drawn. Now, let's say I'm going to give an example. And listen, I'm not politically charged right here. I'm just letting you know how things go. Right now, you notice there's something going on. The impeachment and removal of President Donald Trump. So whether you are for or against, that's really how the Congress is right now dominated by Democrats. So Democrats have voted to impeach Donald Trump. So he's been impeached. Now you have the trial whether or not he will be removed from office, and that goes to the Senate. The Senate is right now is dominated by Republicans. So how do we change it? You know, some people are asking, why are there more Republicans in the Senate? Well, that's because all the Democrats didn't vote like they should have. Now, some people are saying, some Republicans are saying, why are there not more Republicans in Congress? Well, all the Republicans need to vote. So this is where it's important. I know everybody votes for the presidential election. But now this is what happens when you're trying to decide whether or not to remove a president or to unseat a president. That goes to the Senate, well, Congress first, and then the Senate. And this is where it's important. So if you want, you know, whichever side you're on, that's what you need to vote during the midterm elections when you're voting for Congress and senators. That's where it matters, okay? Once again, you see I'm saying both sides. I won't tell you what side I'm on because that's not necessary. You don't need to know all that. but what I'm saying is this. Whether or not you want him to be unseated or not, that depends on how you voted. If you didn't vote in the midterm election, this is why it's difficult right now to get some things done. Now, I'm going to move on. Now, this is important because that's where the census comes in. First of all, you have to be counted because that's how the congressional lines are drawn. So if there is a whole lot of people living over here, not that many people living over there, guess what? They draw a line to kind of even it out. But now, if there's a lot of people living over here, but they didn't fill out the census, the government doesn't know there are a lot of people living over here. They don't know, and also it goes to your funding. So $675 billion are given away every year by the federal government, and that money goes to the population, whichever area is most populated. The money does not follow the need, it follows the population. So we need everybody to be counted so your community can get its share of $675 billion every year for the next 10 years. So your community can have, your students, the students in your community can have iPads in school and not have to share textbooks. So your community can have senior centers and they don't have to be bused to a whole other area. So your community can have recreation centers for children to go to during the summertime and after school. And so your school children can have free lunch programs. And then so the young people in your communities can get scholarships and have grants to go to college. It governs all of that. Those funds govern all of that. So that's why it's important to be counted. Now we're going to talk about the vote too. But I'm going to hand that off to my co-host, DeMarcus. We're talking about voting.
Oh. Don't vote. Amen. No, I'm kidding. But voting is important because not only is voting how you put people in place, but voting actually shows that you care about your community. Melissa? Voting actually shows that you care about your community, you know? And so I want to say everybody that's within 18 years or older, you need to be voting because guess what? You want to be the impact, you want your impact to be felt in your community. You don't want somebody that doesn't care about your community to be involved. But if you want somebody that cares about your community, if you want the person that takes care of your community, get to the polls and vote. Okay? You can't make excuses like, hey, they don't want to see us successful. They don't want to see us doing anything. No, you don't want to see yourself successful because you won't get up off the couch and go vote. Okay? It takes literally 5 minutes to go vote. It takes 5 minutes. So take 5 minutes of your time, go vote. Get counted, all of this stuff, and I'm gonna pass it back to
Missouri
because I'm done with voting,
because
I can talk about it all day. It's important, very important.
All right, so we're over here now talking with we got UC Musk, we got some more family, my mama over here, Miss T, DJ, TJ, that's my grandson. So and yeah, we got some wings over here. Compliment Wings and More this time. Thank you, Wings and More. It is delicious. So, Jess, you want some French fries and wings?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, we're gonna let your mom get it for you. Hey, Boogaloo. Okay, everybody. So we're talking about being counted, right? Making 2020 count. It's extremely important. I already explained the importance of. Hold on, TJ. I already explained the importance of the census count. Now, DeMarcus explained about the voting. So you can have that one. Careful. Yeah, that's my grandson. He's getting something to drink too. All right. So also, we're talking now. Let's get on the money part. All right.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, your favorite part. Money and power, baby. Money and power. If anybody want to know about the census, it's all about money and power. So now my mother has been stating this for the last couple of weeks, right? About the $400 club, mm-hmm. About the $400 club. So as of this week, if you have been following us, you should have how much in your savings account right now? Mama.
$80.
$400 a year, for the year. Okay, so this week you should have at least $40 in your account, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So, or $80. $80. Yeah, $40 was last week.
Mm-hmm. And this month, it's $40 last month and $40 this month, February.
Okay, so we're gonna say $80.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone should have at least $80 in their savings account this week. Now we're gonna be checking up on you guys, okay? If you have not started yet, then go ahead and get started. We need to make sure we start saving money, because money is power. We were at a meeting earlier today, and a lot of people were upset about some things that are going on, or they needed more education about some things that are going on in their area. And what they don't realize is that sometimes when we don't get the opportunity to bid on something, it's not necessarily because they don't want us to do it. It's maybe because they have certain standards. So this is what it is. So especially, I'm especially talking to entrepreneurs, well, everybody really. If in your community you notice that, you know, there may be some lots, I'm just going to say lots, land for sale by the city, whichever city you're living in, right? And you decide that you want to buy that land because you want to build a home or something like that. You want to be a developer. You want to develop land. So the deal is you have to understand that there are certain procedures and policies that have to be followed. Number one, whichever city you want to purchase that land from, they're going to make sure that, first of all, they know what you're going to do with that land, because it can't be something that's going to bring shame to the community, right? They want to make sure that, so in other words, if you're going to buy it, first of all, can you afford it? Can you afford the land, and can you afford to keep it up?
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever you're planning on building, can you afford to keep that up? Whether it's a recreation center, an event center, or a home, or can you afford to keep it up? Can you afford to do the maintenance, fix the air conditioning, fix the plumbing? Can you afford all of the permits,
mm-hmm.
right? And so they're in something, and then they're going to check your credit. You know, we run from that. We run from that. But you know what? There are always programs to help you with the credit.
Yeah.
So we just need to start taking advantage of that. We've all messed up in the past. And so what we have to start doing is taking advantage of the programs that they have to help us make our credit better. Okay, so we make our credit better, we saved our money, and now they want to go and purchase the property. Well, we also got to fill out some paperwork. Sometimes we don't want to do that either. It's too tedious. You know, it's too much to do. But guess what? If we do it, then it pays off. So we got to do the detail thing. So we save the money. We worked on our credit. Our credit is better. It's acceptable now. We have enough money. And then now what we do, we fill out the paperwork. And now we have to go and do a proposal. We have to do a proposal to the city. You can't just give them all that and they say, okay, you got it. Because, no, there may be somebody else who wants to buy it. And if their credit is better, if it's listed to them, like they can afford to do it, you know, that's not the only determining factor. Also, they want to make sure that if you're a developer and you're building more than one house, you're building three houses or five houses, right? Now they're going to want to make sure that you are employing people in a community,
mm-hmm.
right? Because they want to make sure that we're supporting our own community. They're going to want to make sure that you're employing people in your community to help build those houses, right? But it's got to be people who are certified, who are licensed, right? Because it's got to be certain, you know, it's got to be done right. So when the first storm comes or when it starts raining, the roof won't melt, you know, stuff like that, something simple like that. Also, so it is a lot of things. Sometimes we're very, very quick to say, they won't let me do it because I'm black. I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. Am I lying?
No.
We're real quick to say they won't let me do it because I'm black. So now, if we have followed all of the steps and all of the procedures and all of the policies, now, and we've done a great proposal, and now when we take it before the city, and let's say if somebody else has more money, has a better credit rating, that's not the only determining factor. Also, you know, they're going to go by your reputation. No, that's another thing. Go by your reputation. And then they're going to make sure that you know that, that you have something to pay for. What happens if something goes wrong? Are you insured? You know, what happens if something goes wrong and your workers don't show up? Do you have another contingency plan? So it's just a matter of planning and then get with someone who is accustomed to doing it. Right. Get with somebody who's done it before and get all – the bottom line is this. Get all your ducks in a row. Then you can. Then maybe if you think you got to play the race card, if you think it really is discrimination, and you can let them know, it seems to me like there's discrimination because I have followed everything, all the steps that you said. I did not skip a single step. So why is it I can't get this? I can't get this this contract, you know, and stuff like that. So what I'm saying is there is so much money in our community that we should not have to depend on someone else to come into our community to build it up. Because we have enough, we have the intelligence, we have the funds, and because that's another thing, they want to make sure, let's say, for example, if someone wants to build a store in that area, well, is there, you know, what is the median income in that area? Is there enough money to support this store? Or, now I'm playing devil's advocate again, or will they steal from me more than what they purchased from me? So, if they steal from me more than they purchase from me, I'm going to lose everything. So I can't build a store in that area, right? So we got to think about things like that. So now I'm just saying this to say we want to get our money right. Now, personally, if you're just working on your personal finances, still you should have right now at least $80 saved up. If you don't have $80 saved up, then guess what? You need to go ahead and get started now. So next week when we come back, we're going to see how much money we have saved. Okay, now, y'all, listen, if you want to call into the show, I know I said a whole bunch. DeMarcus, go ahead.
Yeah. Listen, like you said, get your money together. Don't make excuses. Be about the results. Okay? It's time not for making excuses. A lot of us can sit at home and say it can't be done. There are people out there that look like us that are doing it. I always say this, race is not a factor when you have all the intelligence and things in order to make sure that you are being successful. Okay, let me give you an example. There are a lot of minority business owners, and they are doing well. It's not the fact that they're black that they're doing well. It's the fact that they've taken the time to get the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of the business world and how it works. Get you a mentor. Get you somebody that is successful. And don't be afraid to be around people that are better than you. Don't be afraid of that. I know that's like, oh, this is making me look like I ain't doing nothing. No, that's going to push you to do something. If you get people that is around you, that has done it, that are doing better than you, that have successful businesses, guess what? You have no reason but to be successful when you're around success. So those are like my little tidbits that has helped me. Don't be prideful when it comes to getting information.
Hey, I love being around people who are better, doing better than I am, because they help. They can teach me.
Teach me something.
And the people who I'm around, they're not selfish. They're not selfish with it. They're not selfish with their knowledge, with their skill set. They're like, okay, girl, come here, let me teach you. But you got to be willing to learn. And I am willing to learn. That's yours. This one is mine. Yeah. All right. Yeah, my grandchildren are here with me. I just love them to death. So anyway, I do. So, yeah, get the money right. Also, now listen, if you're just waking up and tuning in, you had a little nap in this afternoon, you took your afternoon nap, if you'd like to call into the show, you can call in to 563-999-3566, okay? Again, that's 563-999-3566. And so we're talking about making 2020 count, okay? And this is, you just tuned in to Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe right here on KGCMRadio.com. And so, y'all, we eating some wings and fries, and we got some croissants and some rolls, and we got some little drinks here, you know. And it's all good. We left the tea room over there. My dad just said, she said, we having a tea party? yeah, that's my dad's tea. So, anyway, so we're talking about making 2020 count. Now, I'm going to ask some people in the room, like, and you can just give me one. So for the next 30 days, DeMarcus, what is your main goal? What one thing, give me one thing that you want to accomplish in the next 30 days. Starting with my co-host, y'all. Go ahead, DeMarcus.
In the next 30 days,
mm-hmm.
I want to, I want my credit score to go up.
Give me that credit score.
That's my goal. for my, I don't care how many points.
Just get
if it's one, I want it to be positive.
Yes, yeah, not go down.
Yeah, man.
We want to up.
Yeah.
All right. Now, listen, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give away a free gift. I'm going to give away a free gift. So this is what I want you to do. If you can go online after the show is over, because we're on Facebook Live, and I want everybody to repost this, okay? And if you could tell me one thing that somebody said that they want to improve on or they want to accomplish within 30 days, I'm going to send you a free gift. All right? I'm going to send you a free gift. All right. So I'm going to go on to my honey bun, Tamara. Tell me one thing that you want to accomplish in the next 30 days. Okay. Real quick. We're going to come back to you then. Okay, Chef Dub, one thing, Chef Mike Dub, one thing that you want to accomplish in 30 days.
Come on, Legal. Okay. All right, okay, Daniel Digital. All right, give the thing to the co-host, Damascus.
One thing that you want to accomplish in the next 30 days.
One thing I would like to accomplish in the next 30 days. I would like more clients for my business, and I like to upgrade. I don't care what kind of upgrade it is. I want to upgrade in the next 30 days. Either if it's equipment, even if it's for clientele. I don't care. I need to upgrade.
Okay, so let's narrow that down. How many more clients do you want in the next 30 days? Let's put a number on it.
30
more clients in the next 30 days. All right, you got some work to do, bruh. All right. That's good. All right, back to you, Tamara. All right, Pema, what's one thing that you would like to accomplish in the next 30 days? Okay, give us one, because y'all look, my mama don't play. She'll mess around. She'll have 100 goals and will reach all of them.
In 30 days, one of the goals we're going to be doing in that February, we're going to be doing a tribute to men in military. And we're going to honor men that have I'm trying to think of the title, the honor of the if you're 7 years of old, 7 years, we're going to be honoring you, and we're going to do the Dory Miller post, DFW post, and then if you, all Purple Heart, men and women.
Okay. All right. That was good. Okay, back to you, Tamara. We done been around the room. Okay, good. In the next 30 days, you're going to help someone that's struggling. All right, we got one more over there. He's roaming around. BJ, name one thing that you want to accomplish in the next 30 days.
I don't know what the name, but... I would love.
Give me just one of them.
I would love.
Give me one.
Education.
Education. All right. All right. Huh? Once going get in school in the next 30 days. All right. So that's cool. Now listen, we want to make sure everybody to reach those goals. And so what I want to do is for us to check up on each other. We're going to check up on each other, okay? So I'm going to follow up with everybody to see if you have done what you said you wanted to do. Are you on track to doing what you said you wanted to do? So in the next 30 days, that means I got to check up on you weekly to make sure we're on track, right? So, okay, what about me? So one of the things that I want to accomplish in the next 30 days is I want to have at least 100 more listeners for Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe. In the next 30 days. So that means I got some work to do. So whether it's you're listening online or whether you're calling in by phone or if you're coming here.
Andre,
or if you come here to the show, I need 100 more listeners in the next 30 days. All right? Can we make that up? All right, y'all. So that's about our show. Man, y'all, this is a good show, but it went by so fast. But I want to thank my family for being here with me. My granddaughter, Jazzy. Yes, Jazzy. My grandson, TJ. Yes, my sons, Bryce, BJ, Brian. And Brittany does listen online. So, Brittany, he's in the Army, and he does listen online. And my honey bun, that's my daughter-in-law, Tamara. My other daughter-in-law, Esther, she listens online as well. And then my co-host, Marco. All right. And so thank you, everybody, for listening and for tuning in. So we'll be back again, same time, same place, next Saturday, 3:30. And we'll be talking about something else. We're going to read one of the letters that somebody sent in, too. And I'll let you all give your opinion, okay? So y'all come back to Rita's Crimson Cafe next Saturday, right here on KZFMRadio.com.
Yay!
Woo!
You're doing anything good.
Thank you.